各位主内的弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是新年的第二天。
Today is the second day of the new year.
愿神的祝福跟大家整年同在。
May God's blessing be with you for the rest of the year.
还有祝大家身体健康。
And may you have a healthy life.
大概两年多吧，没有跟大家见过面。
It's about 2 years since I met you guys last time.
可能大家知道我这个背有点问题。
Maybe some of you know that I have a back problem.
但是神还是祝福我们。
But God give us blessings.
在年纪大一点的话，我们还是一样的侍奉。
We can still serve when we're getting older.
今天跟大家思想一个题目。
And today I want to talk to you about one topic.
这个是在彼得的身上我们可以学习的。
And this is something that we can learn from Peter.
大家晓得使徒彼得是一个个性非常冲动一个人。
And we know that Peter is a very emotional person.
敢说敢为。
And he is bold to say things and do things.
很多时候没想清楚就已经走向前面。
And many times he already walked forward without thinking very carefully about the consequences.
我们的生活有些时候也是这个样子。
Isn't that so with our lives sometimes?
很容易我们就会埋怨。
It's very easy for us to complain.
很多时候我们就愿意说，哎呀，主啊，你在哪里？
And a lot of times we say, where are you, Lord?
人生当中我们遇到很多很多的问题。
And in our lives, we have many, many problems.
我们也不一定有这个答案。
And a lot of times we don't have answers.
所以我们来看看彼得这个情况。
So let's look at the Peter's case, the situation.
圣经的记载在新约里面。
According to the Bible in the New Testament,
说到炭火，这是两次。
And there are two times that they mentioned the fire of coal.
第一次就是在那个最后的晚餐的时候。
The first time is it was mentioned during the Last Supper.
那一天晚上，我们来思想一下。
And let's think about that night.
那一天晚上彼得很不好受。
And that night, Peter was feeling very sad or uncomfortable.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
首先，那个晚上耶稣跟彼得他们都这么说。
First of all, Jesus told his disciples,
我要离开你们。
I will be leaving you.
我去的地方你不能去。
The place that I'm going, you cannot go.
哎呀，这个时候彼得怎么说？
So, this is what Peter says.
想都不想。
Without thinking.
就是说，哎，为什么我不能去？
Hey, why can't I go? Why can't we go?
今天我们是不是这样子的？
Today, isn't that the same situation for us?
一有问题的时候，神啊，为什么这样子？
Anytime we run into a problem, we say, why is this so, God?
心里不好受啊。
And we don't feel comfortable in our heart.
神说你不能去。
God says you cannot go there.
真的不能去吗？
Why can't we go?
我是你门徒啊。
We're your disciples.
彼得还讲了一句话非常的重的话。
Peter said something very serious.
我为你死我也愿意啊。
I'm willing to die for you.
这句话大家会讲吗？
Would you say that?
你愿意说吗？
Sentence?
真的吗？
Willing to say that?
在顺境时候很容易说这句话。
When you have a good time, everything works, then it's easy to say that.
好了，第二次，继续下来。
And next, let's continue.
耶稣跟他们洗脚。
And Jesus was washing their feet.
问题又来了。
And the problem comes.
我是堂堂守卫的使徒啊。
I'm the first disciple, not the,
你给我的恩典是要讲道传福音带人信主啊。
The grace that you give me is to preach the disciple and believe in God, believe in the Lord.
要我去打扫洗厕所，哎，不行啊，这不是我做的。
Why do you want me to clean the bathroom and just cleaning things? That's not what I'm supposed to do.
心里不痛快。
I don't feel good about that.
哎，等下，耶稣就说，你们中间有人要卖我。
And then next, Jesus said, among yourselves, there will be somebody who will betray me.
这句话很重啊。
And this is a very serious.
今天我说在座当中有人要卖主，哎呀，怎么说呢？
If I say today that some of you will betray the Lord, and you will say, well, that's not me.
所以这个时候心里面很觉得很难受。
And so at that time, you will feel uncomfortable.
耶稣所讲所做的跟他想的不一样。
And what Jesus said is different from what he thinks.
好了，跟着就吃那个逾越节的晚餐。
And then it's the supper for Passover.
大家试过这个逾越节的晚餐没有？
Did you ever have supper for the Passover?
在我们中国人来说，这顿饭吃不下去的。
And for our Chinese, it's very difficult to have this kind of dinner.
不好吃，吃不饱。
And it doesn't taste good, and doesn't have enough food to
吃苦菜
eat. You eat something that's bitter.
谁在过年吃苦菜啊？
Who would eat something bitter during a New Year?
还要吃那个没有发酵的面包。
You also eat the unleavened bread.
又硬又没有味道。
It's very tough and it's tasteless also.
砍了一口就不要了。
And you may take one bite and you want to throw it away.
还要吃这个羊。
And you also want to eat lamb.
整个羊连骨头都吃下去。
And you have to eat the whole lamb, including the bones.
所以吃得不痛快。
So it's not comfortable.
我们中国人对这个情况非常理解。
As Chinese, we understand the situation very well.
吃得不痛快，吃得不舒服的话，就什么都别谈了。
If we cannot have a nice dinner, then we can't talk about anything else.
好了，这么这个晚上就这么过去。
And the night will be passed like this.
哎，耶稣讲话讲了很多啊。
But Jesus on that night talked a lot.
约翰福音第十三章到十七章。
The book of John, chapter 13 to 17.
耶稣讲了很多的话。
Jesus talked a lot.
那个彼得听得脑子都胀了。
And when Peter heard all this. What Jesus said, and the head is about to explode.
有些听得进去，有些听不进去。
And he can take some of it, but not everything.
好了，那吃完饭，哎呀，都累了，休息了吧。
So after supper, they all got tired and wanted to rest.
耶稣怎么说？
And what did Jesus say?
你们去睡觉吗？
Did he say you can take a nap?
没有啊。
No.
耶稣说我们出去祷告。哎呀。
Jesus said, "Let's go out and pray."
这么晚了。
It's so late.
外面这么冷。
And it's very cold outside.
今天晚上吃不饱。
And we didn't have enough food tonight.
耶稣讲的话我听不清楚。
And whatever Jesus was talking, I couldn't clearly understand.
还要去祷告啊。
Now we're supposed to go out and pray.
好，师父这么说，我们就跟着去啊。
Okay, since the master says so, let's follow him, go outside.
好，就跟着出去。
So they go outside.
耶稣一边唱诗，圣经记载说他唱诗走过那个希伦，那个小河。就到这个可西马利园去了。
So Jesus was leading them singing and singing the hymns and crossed the Kidron Valley River and they arrived at Gethsemane.
耶稣在那边恳切的祷告。
And Jesus was praying there.
圣经怎么说？
And what did the Bible say?
门徒都怎么样？睡着了。
The disciples all fell asleep.
耶稣三次叫他们起来祷告，他们都醒不过来。
And Jesus tried to call them to wake up for three times, and they couldn't wake up.
这个晚上多难受啊！
And this is a very difficult night.
又冷。
It's cold.
又饥饿。
And it's hungry.
又疲倦。
And you're tired.
心情不好。
And you don't feel good.
脑子不清楚。
And your brain is not.
不晓得我师父耶稣要去哪里。
And I don't know where my master Jesus is going.
他说你还不能去呢。
And he also mentioned that it's somewhere you cannot go.
今天在你我身上发生事情很多很多。
And this year, what happened to you and me, there are a lot of things that just occurred.
我们有些时候有没有这样子的想法呢？
And sometimes do we have this kind of thought?
主啊，主啊，为什么这样子？
Lord, why is this happening?
每一个步骤都不顺利。
And every step is difficult.
好了，等一下，哎，耶稣说我们起来吧。
And next, Jesus said, let's get up.
他们都起来了。
And they all get up.
因为什么呢？看到很多人，这军兵就跑过来了。
Why? Because they saw a lot of soldiers came.
他们要什么抓耶稣。
And they were coming here to arrest Jesus.
哎，彼得这个时候呢？他这个个性就出来了。
And this is the time that you show the personality of Peter.
一刀出来，像一个人的耳朵就砍下来。
And he pulled the sword and cut the ear off of a servant.
哎呀，耶稣不领情啊。
But Jesus didn't appreciate that.
耶稣将他耳朵拿上来，跟他摆上去，跟他医好了。
And he put the ear back and healed it.
彼得怎么想？
And what was Peter thinking?
主啊，主啊，我为了救你啊，你是不领情啊，真的。
Lord, I'm trying to save you. Why don't you appreciate that?
好了，他们将耶稣抓走了。
Then they took Jesus away.
这个时候门徒都跑光了。
And this time, all the disciples just scattered and ran away.
彼得良心过不去。
And Peter felt bad and felt guilty.
那怎么样？远远跟着他们走。
So he followed them by a distance.
好，一直走。
And they continued to walk.
看到耶稣被抓到那个大法官的院子里面去。
And he saw that Jesus was taken into the courtyard of the high priest.
他站在门口。
And he stood in front of the yard.
非常冷。
It was very cold.
非常Yeah.
And he was very hungry.
心里不好受。
And he didn't feel very well in his heart.
还有一个很大的问题在脑子里面。
And there's a big problem in his head also.
我的主不是伟大的主吗？
Isn't my master the great Lord?
我跟从他要得到荣耀吗？
I follow him just to receive glory.
这个好像仇人被抓一样。
But this looks like somebody's just being arrested.
我前途怎么样？
Where is my future?
想不清楚，看不到。
I couldn't think clearly. I couldn't see what's going to happen.
好像我所相信的东西都变为虚空。
It looks like whatever I believed in is not all in vain.
大家有些时候有没有这个感受？
Do you all have this kind of feeling sometimes?
当我们面对很多困难的时候，你说主啊，你在哪里？我找你不到。
When we face difficulties, we always ask, Lord, where are you? I cannot find you.
所以这个时候，彼得心情非常的不好。
At this time, Peter feels really bad.
这个经历是给我们很多人一个镜子，给我们照看我们自己。
Peter's experience is like a mirror for every one of us.
好了，就站在门口。
So he stood in front of the.
看到里面的，刚才圣经所说的仆人跟那个官员，他们在那什么生了一个火。
So he saw the inside the servants set up a fire.
非常的温暖。
And it was very warm near the fire.
彼得就跑过去了。
So Peter went over.
一下子，哎呀，非常舒服。
Wow, he felt so comfortable near the fire.
问题没有解决。
The problem is not solved.
但是觉得身体很温暖。
But he felt the warmth.
有些时候我们要小心一点。
So we need to be careful.
在世上我们遇到很多的困难。
A lot of times we run into difficult times in our lives.
我们在神面前好像找不到神在哪里。
And sometimes we feel like we could not find where
God is. 好像神离开了你跟我了。
Looks like God just left us.
那我们自己就想办法。
So we need to figure out something by ourselves.
在世上很多东西
there are many things in the world
可以令到我们暂时得到满足的
can make us get lost and but be satisfied.
世人怎么做？遇到事情要怎么做？世上人。
Oh, what would the people in the world do?
Many people turn to drinking.
很多人就开始酗酒。
Many people even take drugs.
And 有很多人就吸毒开始。
And many people, they will do something very immoral.
有很多人会做很不道德的事情。
They thought that this might help them to relieve their problems.
他们觉得这样做会能够帮助他们对付这些困难的情况。
这个时候彼得就这样子，哎呀，这个很温暖了。
So Peter felt very warm next to the fire.
问题来了。
But here comes the problem.
人家说，嘿，你不是那个跟从耶稣那个人吗？
Somebody said, aren't you the one that, aren't you one of his disciples of Jesus?
这时候你讲什么？
This time, what would you say?
我不认识他。
No, I don't know him.
六亲不认啊。
You don't recognize any relatives or anybody that you know.
世界暂时的满足，将他耳朵、脑筋都遮盖住了。
So the temporary satisfaction from the world blocked his eyes and ears and his brain.
连自己跟从三年的主都忘记了。
And he even forget about his Lord that he's been following for 3 years.
And also, 我们信徒失败的地方就在这里了。
Many times, this is how believers fail.
因为世界很多的问题令到我们失望。
Because there are many problems in the world that makes us really disappointed.
我们自己想办法去解决。
And we want to find a way to solve the problems on our own.
但这个火会熄灭的。
But the fire would go out eventually.
彼得三次这么给人家问的话，三度说我不认识耶稣是谁。
For three times, Peter denied that he knew Jesus.
耶稣怎么做？
What did Jesus do?
耶稣有没有转过来就骂他一顿？
Did he blame Peter right away?
耶稣就看他一下。
Jesus just looked at him once.
彼得突然醒悟过来。
And Peter all of a sudden woke up.
人生的遭遇往往是很多的问题。
We run into many problems in our lives.
我这个一月份呢，参加过五个丧礼。
In the month of January, I already attempted 5 funerals.
主持了三个。Officiated 3。我主持丧礼。
I was officiating the funerals for 3 of them.
其中一个是我弟弟的太太。
One of them is the wife of my brother.
他在日本旅行的时候意外去世。
And she passed away unexpectedly when she was traveling.
那我们就都两个礼拜前我们去了香港跟他主持这个丧礼。
So 2 weeks ago we went to Hong Kong to officiate her funeral.
我弟弟有些朋友不信主的。
And there are some friends of my brother who are non-believers.
他们说神不公平。
And they said God is not fair.
那我说这个话怎么说？
So what should I say? What? How should I answer that?
他说神呢，我那个弟父是69岁。
So my sister-in-law was 69 years old.
他说如果神给他到九十岁去世的话，我觉得神是公平。
And the person said, if God let her live up to 96, then I think God is fair.
这个话怎么说呢？
So how should I answer that?
那我说。你这个爱他的心很感激。
So I told him that the feeling that you have for her, the love you have for her, is very moving.
那是我们基督徒相信是神掌管。
But as Christians, we believe everything is in control of God.
我们不能够说长久的问题。
Now we cannot see the long-term problem.
我们知道神有美意。
We know God has his good plan.
有些时候我们不明白。
And sometimes we don't understand.
我跟我弟弟谈了很多。
And we talked a lot to, I talked a lot to my brother.
其实是他讲话我听。
Actually, a lot of the times he was doing the talking and I was just listening.
这个时候要鼓励鼓励支持支持。
And in times like this, we need to encourage you, we need to support them.
但结果说神的恩典在他们身上。
So the God's grace reflects in their life.
他们很感恩。
They are very grateful.
因为他两个人夫结婚四十多年非常的美满。
Because they had a perfect marriage of more than 40 years.
有些时候我们在神的面前要怎么样来知道神的恩典在我们身上呢？
So sometimes, how do we know the God's grace in us?
上个礼今天是礼拜天，上啊、礼拜五两天前。
So 2 days ago on Friday, last Friday.
我主日学班里面有一位姐妹。
There was a sister in my Sunday school.
她是非常坚持不信主的。
She is very stubborn and she is a non-believer.
在我主学班里面大概五六年了。
And she's been in the Sunday school, in my Sunday school class for 5 to 6 years.
每次谈到信主的问题，她说：“哎。”牧师，牧师，这个事情以后再说。
Every time when we talk about the faith, and she would say, "Oh, Pastor, let's not talk about that now."
那我的答复，我答案就说好，不要等太久啊。
And my answer is, "Oh, that's okay. So, but let's not wait for too long."
礼拜五，她女儿打电话给我。
And Friday, her daughter called me.
她有癌症。
And she was diagnosed with cancer.
他已经在 hospice 时间也差不多了。
She's in hospice and it's about time.
他女儿说我妈妈情况不好，她要请你来看她。
And her daughter said my mother is not in a very good condition and she wants to see you.
那我刚在附近。
So I live nearby her house.
我就十分钟后到了家里去。
So 10 minutes later I arrived her house.
她已经是一半的昏迷。
So she's kind of unconscious at that time.
有些时候好，有些时候不好。
And sometimes she's not doing well, sometimes it's okay.
那她女儿就很紧张。
So her daughter was very nervous.
她说妈妈现在不能答复你是要信不信主了。
She said my mom can't even answer your question whether she's believing in the Lord or not.
我说你要相信神的大能。
I told her you have to believe the Almighty God.
那我就抓着她的手。
And I hold her hand.
我说某某姐妹。
And I said sister so and so.
我们多年朋友。
We've been friends for many years.
我们都是爱主的人。
We all love the Lord.
这个时候，如果你愿意接受耶稣就做你自己的救主的话。
If you're willing to accept Jesus Christ as your own Savior,
你要自己作为神的儿女的话，
if you want to become the daughter of the Lord,
你就抓我的手，抓一下。
You grab my hands.
还有你要在神的面前愿意神的爱赦免你的罪的话，你再抓我一下。
If you want God to forgive your sin, and then you grab my hand one more time.
在今生有神的恩典，在来世有神的永生。
And in this life you have God's grace, and in the next life you will have eternal life.
他抓了我手两下，非常重的，一下一下。
And she grabbed my hands two times very forcefully.
神的恩典多大呢？
How great is God's grace?
神没有放弃她。
God did not give up on her.
她可能今天已经去世了。
She already passed away.
所以我们看到，在神的面前，无论什么样的事情。
So we can see that no matter what happens,
彼得这个经历。 Peter's journey.
Oh, Peter's journey.
跟我们其他人都一样。
It's very similar to everybody else's.
我们愿不愿意
？Are we willing?
在神的面前醒悟过来。
Wake up in before God.
耶稣看了彼得之后，彼得出去啊哭一顿。
When Jesus saw Peter went out and cried.
这个是悔改的表示。
And this means he repented.
这个是回转的表示。
And he repented.
这个愿意归回来的表示。
It's an indication that he is willing to return.
这个时候是耶稣被抓的第一天。
And this is the first day after Jesus was arrested.
等到耶稣复活之后呢，再跟彼得出现第二次的探火出来了。
After Jesus' resurrection, and there was a second time there was a fire.
时间差不很多，差不了很远。
They're only a few days apart.
彼得那个时候因为耶稣复活了，非常高兴。
Peter was very happy because he knew that Jesus resurrected.
但是不晓得以后的方向怎么做。
But he didn't know where the direction in the future.
所以就回去打鱼。
So he went back to fish.
那天晚上耶稣向他出现了。
And that night, Jesus appeared again.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣在岸上生了一个火。
And the Bible said that Jesus set up a heap of fire.
那个火有饼有鱼。
And on the fire there were fish and bread.
这个比第一个火更好。
And this fire.It's better than the first fire.
因为有吃的。
Because there's something to eat.
那个时候彼得打了一个晚上的鱼呢，也一样，非常疲倦，非常肚子饿。
So Peter had been fishing all night and he was tired and hungry.
也很冷。
And it was very cold as well.
但是他一看到，哎呀，就是耶稣。
And he looked at, oh, that's Jesus.
耶稣问他们什么话？
And what did Jesus ask them?
你们打鱼打了多少呢？
Did you catch any fish?
耶稣关心他们在那里做什么事情。
Jesus was concerned about what they are doing.
彼得立刻跑上来。
And Peter immediately ran towards him.
耶稣说，彼得，彼得，你将你打的鱼拿几条过来。
And Jesus said, Peter, bring some of the fish you caught.
耶稣跟他一同分享彼得所在世上所做的事情。
And Jesus shared what Peter was doing in the world.
大家记得最开始的时候耶稣呼召彼得要他做什么呢？
You remember when Jesus first called Peter what to do?
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 15. Chapter 5.
耶稣说你要得人如什么？得什么？鱼一样。
Jesus told him that you will get people like fish.
这个是一个象征的讲法。
And this is analogy.
所以这个时候耶稣说你将你打的鱼拿来。
And Jesus said bring the fish over.
我们一起分享。
And let's share.
像是说彼得，彼得，不要忘记你开始我呼召你要做的事情啊。
And Peter, Peter, don't forget what I want you to do when I called upon you.
这个时候 Peter 心里面非常的满足，也非常的高兴。
At that time, Peter was very happy and satisfied.
就跟耶稣坐下来了，一起吃。
And he sat down with Jesus and eat together.
一起团契。
And have fellowship together.
非常的温暖。
And very warm.
非常的满意。
And very satisfied.
我的主回来了，跟我在一起啊。
My Lord returned to me and be with me now.
那大家也有这个情况有没有？也有啊。
Do you have this kind? Do you run into this kind of situation?
神听你祷告。
God listened to your prayer.
神的祝福到你身上。
And God's blessing is with you.
你的问题得到解决。
And your problem is solved.
你的健康得到康复。
And you are recovered.From some illness,
心里面非常高兴。
And you were very happy.
在这里跟主一起享受。
And you enjoy life with God together with God.
故事到这里完了没有？
Is that the end of the story?
如果故事到这里完的话，
If the story ends here,
我们今天的功课就学不到。
And then we wouldn't learn the lessons today.
吃了，谈话了，在一起了。
Now you have eaten and you talked and you're together.
耶稣问这个问题。
And Jesus asked a question.
彼得，彼得，你爱我不这一些更深吗？
Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these things?
这些代表很多的东西。
These things represent many things.
里面一部分就是那个时候的情况。
Part of it is the situation.
你在神的面前享受神的恩典就够了吗？
And you enjoy everything in God's grace, is that enough?
我们就坐在这里享受神的恩典就非常高兴。神啊，感谢你，我很满意，我很感恩。
We just sit down and enjoy everything from God, the grace of God, and we're very happy, and thank you, the Lord, thank you, God, and we're very happy with everything we have.
话没说完。
But the conversation is not over.
三次耶稣说你爱我比这些更深吗？
But for three times Jesus asked, do you love me more than these?
第三次彼得心里面觉得不对，不大对劲了。
The third time, Peter felt it's not something is wrong.
耶稣，耶稣，为什么你问我这么多次呢？你知道我爱你啊。
Jesus, why do you ask me so many times? You know I love you.
我相信神知道你我都爱他，没错。
I believe God knows that you and I love him.
那我们这样够了吗？
But is that enough?
下面一句话，你要喂养我的羊。
The next word that Jesus spoke is that you need to feed my lambs.
这个给我们今天很大的教训。
And this teaches us a great lesson.
我们在主里面享受神的恩典，一个人单单享受是不够的。
And it's not enough just to enjoy God's grace by ourselves.
耶稣跟彼得说，你要出去喂养我的羊。
And Jesus told Peter, you need to go out and feed my lambs.
耶稣的羊在哪里？
Where are Jesus' lambs?
彼得去哪？去什么地方找这些羊？
Where would Peter go to find these lambs?
以后我们有时间看《使徒行传》开始，我们就看到了。
Later when we have time, we can read the Acts and we will find out where he is supposed to go.
耶稣就是说，你不单单享受我给你的恩典。
And Jesus is telling him, you don't just enjoy the grace that I gave you.
你要将这些分享到外面这些人。
You need to share these to other people.
将我的恩典带到世上。
And bring my grace to the world.
彼得结果醒悟过来。
And Peter then wakes up.
知道耶稣在问他什么事情。
And now he understands what Jesus is trying to ask.
最后在十九节。
So in chapter in verses nine in verse 19.
那个二十一章十九节。
Chapter 21 verse 19.
最后一句。
The last sentence.
如果大家有圣经的话，你可以看一下。
If you have Bible with you, you can look at that.
非常简单，英文两个字。
Very simple in English, just two words.
讲这样
，Follow me。
等于说，你跟从我吧。
You follow me。
大家晓得这句话多，这语气多重吗
？So this is emphasized。
彼得跟从耶稣这么多年，三年多了。
Peter has been following Jesus for more than 3 years。
他晓得耶稣呼召他。
And he knew that Jesus called upon him。
他也在耶稣面前表达过好多次，他要为主而活。
And he expressed himself in front of Jesus that he was going to live for Jesus Christ.
奇怪，在耶稣升天之前，圣经所记载最后一句话跟彼得讲，就是说：“你跟从我吧。”
So it's very interesting that right before Jesus ascended to heaven, and the last thing he told Peter was, "Follow me."
现在给我们今天一个教训。
So this teaches us a lesson.
也先给我们一个很好的鼓励。
And a very good encouragement for us.
耶稣在彼得身上这么多的教训、指导跟带领。
Jesus gave Peter many lessons, taught him very lessons and guided him.
这位句话说, 你跟从我吧。
But the last sentence he said was, follow me.
这个时候他说, 彼得, 你明白我的心意。
And he's saying that, Peter, now you understand my what I want.
你也明白我到世上来的目的。
And you also understand the purpose of my being on earth.
你现在经历到我的恩典。
Now you experienced my grace.
也经历了我的呼召。
You also experienced my calling.
这个时候你就真正的来跟从我。
And at this time you can truly follow me.
希望我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹,
I hope every brothers and sisters here,
无论我们遭遇怎么样,
no matter what kind of problem we run into,
神恩典还是够你跟我用。
God's grace is enough for every one of us.
神的恩典不但要给你跟我用,
not only the grace is for you and me,
这恩典要带到外面很多不同人给他们尝试到神的大能。
We will share this, the God's grace with everybody else and see how great God is.
现在武汉的事情令到我们大家都很紧张。
So what happens in Wuhan makes everybody a little bit nervous.
这个时候就是更加要我们在神的面前信心的一个挑战。
And this is a challenge to our faith.
我们相信神是掌权。
And we know God is in control.
我们要多多为这些地方 当地的灾情祷告。
We need to pray for Wuhan and these places. May God have mercy.
在这个人很多时候做不到也不能够很有效做的事情呢，神自己插手。
When there are a lot of limitations on what people can do, God will stretch out His hand.
我们跟从主的人，跟从神的人。
For those of us, the followers of Jesus,
是你跟我的责任,
it's the responsibility of you and I.
将神的恩典带给他人,
bring God's grace to other people.
愿神的话帮助我们。
May God's word help us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。